Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. I'm glad to have you around the radio listening in tonight on WWRB 3.185. We got a great program for you, and we certainly want you to stay tuned to our program tonight. The name of the program tonight is The Goathead. What do we mean by that? A new religion, ladies and gentlemen, emerging over the lamb. The goats are beginning to graze in the New World Order. Now, what does the word New World Order mean? It's a term used to describe an account of the world's superpowers to rule, secure, and maintain the premise of global peace. The concept is to bring the world under submission to one supreme government, breaking down the cultures and the diversities and the ethnics of the divide of those who were prepositioned by Yahweh himself and told to stay within their boundaries. It's a enforced, one-controlled, common religion. Now, this religion will be atheism or a God present, not a God to come, such as most Christians hope for. So we're already in the beginning of the enforced, one-controlled, common religion and one worldwide economic system. Now, this is not a recent new plan. You've heard me teach on it before. Going back into the 12th century, in the 21st century, our world leaders are now talking more openly about a new era and the establishment of a new world order. The plan is to have said to begun prior to the 12th century with a group known as the Illuminati, leading to the Knights Templar and the Scottish Rite Freemasonry and other elite groups that we will be naming in our series here. The New World Order and who's involved. The New World Order advocates, they believe the cause is a worthy one. After all, who wouldn't want world peace? While many university students, professors, and others adhere to the scheme, the highest echelon of New World Order engineers are said to include many of the world's wealthiest people. Now, why would they want a New World Order and to get away from capitalism? Why would they want to do that? Well, for this reason. In the communist social elite, the major corporations and the unions, or the Workers' Party, try Russia, try Red China, and you'll see a controlled population. China has no freedom of expression. Your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, or your third or your fourth, you don't have any. And that's what we're talking about. And then the world's wealthiest people will sit among the top elite in the pyramid scheme of socialism. Now, let me give you a for instance here. Mikhail Gorbachev addressed the United Nations back in December of 1988, and I remember his remarks. He said that further global progress is now possible to us only through a quest for universal consensus in the movement towards a new world order. In 1990, in a meeting in Finland, the former president, George H.W. Bush Sr., quoted, "The foundation for the new world order would be laid in Helsinki, and it would be established under the United Nations." Bush added later at a news conference, if the nations of the world acting together continue as they have been, we will be able to set in place the cornerstone of the international order, and under the auspices of the United Nations. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving toward that. New World Order socialists became more public during Bill Clinton's U.S. presidency when a powerful lobby and the Progressive Caucus began openly promoting the principles of socialism and signed onto the agenda of the Democratic Socialists of America. Oh, my. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Socialists of America. Clinton quite successfully pushed toward big government involved in American private life. This paved the way for subtle democratic freedoms to slip away as more and more government control was established. Movies such as The Skulls and National Treasure have been made about the secret societies, such as the Skull and Bone Society. Other reportedly involved secret brotherhoods and or international organizations include the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Illuminati, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations, and the latter being the cornerstone for the meeting of the minds of the socialist elite. Unlike some conspiracy theories, these are matters of general public knowledge. Now, what does it mean? As the world becomes increasingly secularized and atheistic, in the last days, the Bible reports to us that evil men will wax worse and worse, moving people toward a New World Order agenda, or Babylon, false political correctness, and the desensitization to crime, violence, genocide, godlessness, occultism, have taken place while persecution against Christians and other religions run rampant worldwide under the guise of we need unity. Well, the world is currently awash with occultic literature such as the highly successful Da Vinci Code, the Gnostic Gospels, and those things that are appealing to the mind of the atheist. How are we going to ever win victory with the New World Order coming to bear in this scheme? Well, to establish a New World Order, it is a reality. And we're going to give you a famous quote as we get into the Goathead message and begin a series on the Goathead, from the lamb to the goat. Now, we know that in the Bible, the scapegoat was laden with sin and driven to the wilderness. Well, we know in the Bible that the lamb people were persecuted and they were driven to the wilderness, just opposite. We cannot expect the Americans to jump from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their elected leaders in giving Americans small doses of socialism until they suddenly awake to find that they have communism. A famous quote by Nikita Khrushchev in 1968 at the UN headquarters stationed in New York City. Now, we're being sugarcoated with heavy layers now under the Obama administration, where all of his handlers are socialist, Marxist, communist, hidden in plain view, and the best place to hide a needle is in a stack of needles, openly. We have these heavy layers of sugar-coated lies coming out that they are really trying to do this for our own interest, when exactly the health care bill, 3200, passing with a majority of the Democrats voting heavily in favor, with the dissenting Republicans very mute on what's contained in the bill that started out with 80,000 pages and now has been worked down through the amendments and the polishing to around 1,200 to 1,300 pages. If you listen to the television, number one, error. The television is a brainwashing machine. As you sit and watch these players who are called O'Reilly, so-called conservative talk radio spinsters, Limbaugh, Hannity, Beck, against the liberals. And so then we are on one side or the other. We are divided in our opinions, and that's exactly what they want. The liberals, moving over to the major news networks such as ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN, owned strictly by the Illuminati, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, and so on. They appear to oppose the so-called conservatives and many others, but these are the major players. And have you noticed that when the truth comes out or they slip up, the spin machine goes into overdrive trying to smooth it over or to justify it? They go on and on and on for days until the polls that they take reflect what they're trying to cover up. Or they just create a major news story and let the corruption be pushed to the back burner, out of sight and out of mind. Now, it's time for us to get our head out of the sand and look at what these satanic powers, these hungry liars for domination, are doing to our country. Don't listen to these fools and manipulators who report the news, their lapdogs, whether it be conservative or whether it be liberal. We have been divided in our opinion as they gradually, grudgingly give. You see, they create resistance to make you think that there is a resistance movement, when in actuality, the resistors are part of the players. They report the news, and then they grudgingly give in to some of these socialist ideals over the years. They're very slow, very patient, very methodical. And now, all of a sudden, under the Obama administration, we see the globalist agenda is crying out loud, and they are in the process of converting millions to their way of thinking. And if you look on the oppositions like Hannity and Beck and O'Reilly and others, they need 3 or 4 hours a day to brainwash us into the opposition. Rush needs 3 hours a day to convince you that George W. Bush and the rest of the satanic administrations are doing the right thing, taking over countries for the oil and for the treasures abroad. We're being brainwashed by that. When Mr. Rush knows exactly why we are in the countries that we're in for the very purpose of creating a new world order and to rob the rich mineral countries of third world that are merging into the limelight, such as Iran. Iran is now rattling the sabers, or so we hear. And yet, the United Nations itself is in Iran monitoring all of their nuclear activities. But it's the United States and Great Britain, the lapdogs for the New World Order, under the guise of a socialism. All of them, with a few exceptions, very few, Democrats and Republicans, are the elite New World Order globalists that are hired and paid well for destroying this country as they're doing. We need to open our eyes before it's too late. Now, the Tea Party, what about them? This is the opposition raising up a new wave to raise up and to oppose. Well, we've had that before. I can remember when a certain governor down south from Alabama, Mr. George Wallace, he got 13 million votes when he ran for president. Well, before that, his popularity in the Republican or Democratic conventions convened, he was shot down. And he got the message. And the Commission for Global Governance released a report, Our Global Neighborhood, the name of the report, that predicates a world court, a global tax, global police force. And the United States has the largest global police force being enforcing the laws here that they're passing to take away the rights and the liberties and the freedoms. They can invade whole cities. They can commandeer all of the automobiles in America under martial law. So we're living on the verge of a police force. Now listen to this. The United States State Department publication 7277 outlines, listen to this now, a one world police force under the United Nations. Now, I have reports from many places in the country that tells me that the United Nations are already sending in trained elite global police force enactment groups, and they are hidden very well on military bases in the national parks. And if you don't believe that they are building today 3,300 detention centers for the dissenters, what are they expecting, ladies and gentlemen? Are we now purposely falling into the trap of the goat head? We'll talk about the goat head just a little bit more in part two. I want to define the symbols of those who are involved in the coming one world government. Publication 7277 is a U.S. State Department publication, free. If you'll order it, you can get it on the Internet, or you can order it from the publication department of the U.S. State Department. 7277 outlines a one World Police Force under the United Nations, and many prominent world leaders are calling for now a one world government. Mr. Obama is now saying that we don't need nuclear weapons. Well, isn't it strange that the East and the West were divided, and the reason that we couldn't go to war was a deterrent of nuclear weapons? It's like they're going to come next for your right to bear arms. You're going to be included in the count as you are forced, just like Australia, just like France, just like Great Britain, now have surrendered their arms, just like Russia, just like China. Although China has the largest standing militia trained for military use, they have the largest standing army in the world. They can produce, on notice, 100 million armed armies, navies, air force, and Marines. 100 million. Now, why would the United States want to think about going communist socialist? Would they permit a one world government led by the Chinese and their standing army? We have had a lot of prophetic reasonings that has come in the last 20 years that the last battlefield will be the United States of America, and that we will be actually fighting the communist Chinese here on our soil. On the notice, the coming one world government is being set in the political arena under the flag of the United Nations through organizations such as the Trilateral Commission. Now, if you don't know what that's all about, you need to look that up and study it. The Council of Foreign Relations. Look who sits on its board. The Royal Institute of International Affairs. The Bilderbergers. The Club of Rome, whose members include world leaders, prominent world leaders, media personalities, and other influential people, and the published goal of the Council of Foreign Relations, for example, is again to organize and bring about, probably perhaps in your lifetime, a one world government. Although almost have never heard of many of these groups in America, they do exist, and they are very influential, and the core of these groups hold to the Illuminist philosophy. Now, second focus is economics, where we're at right today. We're right now in the focusing of economics to bring about submission and subjection to the one world order is to bring the world to its economic knees. And then they can establish free trade agreements, like we've done with Mexico, like we've done with China, with India, Pakistan, and all nations that are now being forced into the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the Bank of International Settlements, run exclusively by the Illuminati elite, who desire a one world government for simply one reason: control. To cut you out of the wealth of the nation. They have maneuvered, even under the present situation, 97% of the people of the world own less than the 3% of the elite. This is why that the elite and the globalists want this type of government. Because 3% or the minority control at least 97 to 98% of its wealth. And if you control the wealth, I care not who makes the laws. And the coming global monetary crisis that is now here is intended to institute a universal debt-based currency controlled by the international financiers. I mean, they've rode this golden goose over here in America. They came out with the Federal Reserve. Nothing federal about it. They gave it that name to fool you. And 97% of the Americans who have been fooled and deceived believe that the Federal Reserve is under the control of the United States government. When in reality, the United States government is 97% in control by the Federal Reserve or those who print the money, mainly the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Now, if we go to the focus of economics, which we're in, then we have a global crisis, monetary, intended to institute a universal debt-based currency controlled by the international financiers and issued, there you go, the chip, the card, you can't buy nor sell, to individuals against the biometric identification cards. This is all about control. Those who are against the biometric identification cards that I talked about last week, you're going to be singled out. And you're going to have to attend obedience school. Mandatory. You will never have freedom once the focus of the trilateral or the Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergers, whose members are convinced that you would be better off having them to tell you what to do as opposed for you to be a loose cannon out there with freedom and liberty. Now, once the world government is established and the focus of economics to bring you to your knees, and that's why we're in this, ladies and gentlemen, there's plenty of paper. I mean, they just got through printing billions of dollars, the United States government, billions. Do they know that there's a coming change of currency? And that everything will equal out as far as the international trilateral, the Royal Institute, the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller. Do they know when they come back to the table that the printing of money to create debt, that they own the debt? And that they can change the game at any time that they want to? So the second focus, first focus being to establish a new world order through the lapdogs of global governance. The second one being economic of hardships. And the third one is the main one that I'd like to talk about tonight. The third area of focus is religion. Organizations like the World Council of Churches, that has long said in the membership charter of the United Nations, the Parliament of World Religions, established to introduce a new world religion. We're all one. Let's love everybody. You dissenters, you hate groups, you racial covenant people, we've got a place for you. We've got 3,300 concentration camps built and maintained, ready to receive the dissenters against the New World Order. You will be, if you refuse to play with the world majority, the core groups of the Illuminati, And it's philosophy. If you do not agree with that, then you need reconditioning. And so you will be sent to reconditioning school in a controlled environment where you are given daily doses of the state of the New World Order. Now, if you are regenerated to believe that this is for your own good, you will be released but guardedly watched by the global governance and the world police. Once you gain the allegiance of the New World Order or the world governance, then you can become a player in the New World Order. All those that refuse to be reconditioned in their minds, their brainwashed, in other words, to accept socialism, that we're all one, and this is for the good of all the world, we're going to do away with nuclear weapons. What they'll do, they'll keep the nuclear weapons for themselves under tight control so that you or the dissenters would not have an opportunity to use them against the New World Order. It will be the socialism based on the philosophy of a new world religion, and all the churches are now inducted, all of the denominational churches, and the great whore church of Revelation 17, she's been ready to go with this because she's been a major player of world governance from the word go. All the scandals that are being reported against her are played down because this is part of the New World Order's agenda. The New World Order will read the United Nations declarations and treaties for proof of the fact. The individual would be subservient to the state. And the same governors of America will govern Mexico, will govern Canada, will govern Russia, will govern China, will govern all of these nations, will come under one umbrella of socialism with the rights and power to reside in and derive from the state, not the individual, of free capitalism, or to have your liberties and freedoms expressed in what you want to do. You will become a ward of the state. You will be paid by the state by merits. If you merit a high order ranking, and right now the highest paid workers in the United States work for, that's right, Uncle Sam. The United States government is now not listening to its people. That's why the rise of the Tea Party. 48% that join are non-Republican. These are independents, along with 8% of the Democrats that are joining the Tea Party because they're opposed to the New World Order that is controlling the slaves. But once, and that won't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, I assure you that the Tea Party is not going to be successful in voting these people out. They're going to make sure that this is the last death knell in the coffin of liberty. The United Nations documents speak of collectivism. They claim that private ownership and management of property is not to the benefit of the human race. These things are cloaked in a pleasant language, and most people are taken in and deceived, and yet few bother to study these documents, which are already on the records. And the Noahide laws that are already been passed will govern a people collectively under the United Nations of collectivism, where you must be a player, and if you dissent, there is a place for you, And one of the objectives of the New World Order is to reduce the population, and this is the way to single out the dissenters or the non-players and remove them through death or starvation or work camps. And you haven't seen anything yet compared to what has been, and there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. They're the controlling elite. You have no liberty, no rights, and the state will look after you for your best interest. That's how the governments of the free world are slowly becoming more involved in your everyday life. Creeping socialism. That's what it is. The government becomes involved in every aspect of your personal life, whether you like it or not. Today, we are being brainwashed to receive these benefits of the government under socialism, under the guise that we don't have to pay for it. It's something free, and people jump on board and say, oh, yeah, I want that, boy. That'll give me something else. They give you enough of a carrot to get your head under the stick. Go back and ask the 20 to 40 million of the dissenters under Stalin. Look at the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions, of dissenters in China, stamped out with the jackbooted thugs of their ornaments, bringing in martial law and sustainable development means depopulation. And they continue, the masses do, to fall for the lies. Environment is being used to make people feel guilty. That's why that Mr. Al Gore, a major player in the New World Order, who will benefit and reap riches out of this if it's implemented, and it is, and it will be, because it's favored by all the world governments. Global warming. We must protect the environment. This is part of the environmental issues that are being used to make people feel guilty, enticing them to accept socialism and mandate control as necessary. The environmental movement has been co-opted to strip private ownership. Now the government is acquiring more and more of your rights and your land. Private ownership will cease just like it did in Russia. It got so bad in Russia that they finally had to agree to give back just a little gardening area for the Russians because they refused to work for the state. If they did, they did it half-heartedly, no heart in it, because there was no gain. They take away your ability to gain a lifestyle for yourself on the abilities based in you that was given to you by the Creator. What they do, they remold you and co-opt you to strip your private ownership of control, and they exploit you then for the sake of the pyramid who the elite set on the top. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you will be feeding the elite. And although a landowner would pay tax, I recommend for you to study the report from Iron Mountain, which suggested that the environment to become a tool to which to manipulate the masses to accept the loss of freedom to be given over to a one world government. The report from Iron Mountain, been around a long time, very few people even know what it means or what it says. Although a landowner would pay taxes and is the steward of his land, its uses is dictated by international bureaucrats, empowered by vague treaties, driven by insane theology, philosophy, and approved by the bullying, bribing tactics of the governments to force you to become a selective force working strictly for the socialist state. the United Nations goal is to reduce. Now, listen to this. This is their own agenda, the United Nations. And once they receive the power of the beast, then this beast power of the United Nations, collectively under the leadership of the socialists, their goal will become to reduce the population selectively by encouraging abortion. Well, H-200 bill that they just passed encourages abortion. And yet it passed. Forced sterilization. Control human reproductions. And regards of two-thirds of the human population as excess baggage, with 350,000 people to be eliminated per day. A report in the UNESCO Courier in November 1991 by the famous Jacques Cousteau. Anyone who speaks against the incoming system will be labeled anti-government or a troublemaker, and either executed or imprisoned with majority assist. Citizens will support the New World Order because they have been brainwashed by propaganda and will not understand that it is really happening until they are already under the boot of the thugs that are sitting on the top of the pyramid. Already in the United States, those who support the Constitution, the patriots, and the militia groups are ridiculed as crazy paranoids, dangerous extremists, and racist in the defense of their positioning. In Australia, it's the supporters of Pauline Hanson's One Nation and Graham Campbell's Australia First parties who are ridiculed and persecuted. These are merely people who are aware of what is going on. If you are one of these who believe that these patriots who are against globalism are crazy and deluded, I ask, have you ever spoken to one? Have you ever checked the validity of their claims? Or are you blindly and blindly following what the media feeds you? And you sit idly by and watch our beautiful, free country of a republic go into a democracy, into controlled socialism, in the coming world order that is now being blatantly proposed and suggested and now growing every day after the New World Order has brainwashed people into this New World Order sitting, are now so far gone that almost nothing will turn it back from its original republic condition. We have been long going down the wrong road. They've given us rabbit holes to hide in with our feelings. They soothe us, and then they bruise us. They soothe us, and then they bruise us. It's just like a battered wife syndrome. They know exactly how much of the battering it takes to get your skull to start thinking like they want it. They bombard you with signs, posters, culturals, multiracial doctrine, and they have succeeded in bringing about the destruction of the United States of America, unless we change, unless we repent, unless we return to our Creator. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to get with us and pray with us. I call for a universal world, wherever you're listening to me tonight. Remember, turn over to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 and read it and pray that Yahweh will again heal our land. He will forgive us. That He will lead us back to the old path. And that He will restore our soul and our country that we live in, where Yahweh knows that we are on the very verge of losing what liberties and freedom that we have. I want you, ladies and gentlemen, to write Pastor Buddy and write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Let's pray. On our knees, we're taller than trees. We can take it back one mind at a time, one soul at a time. Yahweh, with Him, one is a majority. Let's return to Him with all of our heart. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to join our prayer group and turn and read the Scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14 tonight before you go to bed. And then when you do, bow your knee to the King and ask Him to come back with power and great glory to save us and to redeem us from the curse of socialism, which under the guise is communism, which is brutal, totalitarian concept of government. We don't need it, praise Yahweh. Now, I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and by Brother Mark and by Brother Paul. Brother Paul's number is 1-800-253-2748. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Call these men and help us. We need your help. Keep us on the radio. We'll teach you about the goathead religion coming up. I'll be back tomorrow night with part two of the goathead. And you can have more information of what's coming down and coming upon us. Even here in America, it's going to be quickly. The devil, knowing that he has but a short time, he's going to work a work that you won't believe, though Pastor Buddy has declared it unto you. Let's return to the great scripture of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall pray and humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, He'll heal our land. That means He'll remove all of the wicked and the evil that has been pre-planned in a controversial move in the last days to take over the whole world and rule it with a rod of iron. And listen what the Bible says in Daniel in chapter 11 and chapter 12, it says that the devil will wear out the saints. If you're a saint and you've got the last bit of courage in your body, you want to stand for Yahweh. You want to hold up the great name of the Creator and stand against what's coming. You can do it through prayer. You don't have to get a gun. You can do it through prayer. You can pray and Yahweh can turn things around. He can stir this pot. He that sits in the heavens, He will literally laugh and mock when their fear comes. And you can believe it. They're going to run for the borders and the rocks and the mountains when we take back through prayer and through determination and through standing up, we'll rule in the kingdom of Yah. Praise Yahweh. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless and Yahweh safely keep you. I love you.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.